Hello YouTube, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. If you go back, you will see me talk about it often, and I'm going to talk about it again, but don't worry, I'm super entertaining and interesting, plus I've been away for a week, so you miss me. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, so you won't mind me banging on about the same old shit. But I'm actually going to talk about Reddit again. Yes, okay. This is a little bit different though. I'm going to ask the question, are Reddit as a company starting to learn? Well, Richard, this is crazy talk. You hate Reddit. Why would you think they're starting to learn? Don't worry. I don't think they are, but there's some evidence that they're going to be making some changes. And far be it from me to toot my own horn, I wonder if maybe, just maybe, I might have played a small part in it. Let's see. Let's have a look. So on December the 11th, I wrote an article on my Minds account, and you can see that here. It says, Reddit's true trolls just so happened to moderate the site. And this article was basically talking about my personal experiences at the hands of Reddit moderators. And indeed, it's not just me. You know, there's some names in there. My old colleague, Destiny, who I used to do the show Unfiltered with. He's had some bad experiences at the hand of Reddit moderators as well, without putting too fine a point on it. He's, been the victim of revenge porn, and Reddit moderators have helped proliferate that because he deserves it because he's a shitlord. And I've had all manner of things done to me by Reddit moderators, and Reddit staff have basically said, this is okay, I'm fair game, Reddit moderators can behave however they want, but actually users can't, and they're held up to a ridiculously high standard. So I wrote this article. And I'll just read you, this is literally everything Reddit moderators have done to me, particularly the League of Legends moderators, which is why, at this stage, I just feel comfortably outing them. I'm not going to play around anymore. These people have an anonymous platform. They've gone out of their way to make my life miserable. They've harassed me. They've been fucking assholes. And Reddit staff, Reddit admins, have said this is perfectly acceptable. So this is what's happened to me. They've demanded that I edit headlines and content of my work based on their personal feelings about it. So they've wanted editorial judgment on things I've written off Reddit. They've demanded I reveal sources to them for journalistic stories if I want my work to be on their subreddit. They've removed videos for reasons that aren't in the rules, and then later said, yeah, it was just personal, we were just doing it to fuck with you. They've posted my mod mail where I've had private messages with them, which is direct contravention of modicut. They've shared personal information about me with staff members of Riot, which violates their staff privacy policy. In their group chat, they fought over who gets the privilege of banning me. They've admitted to baiting me into responses in order to take action against me. They've lied about me on multiple forms of media, most notably Twitter, saying I drove a Reddit user to suicide. That was the Enigma Blade. I've still got the screenshots and the archive of that. They blocked my YouTube channel from Reddit without informing me they'd done so. There was no communication. At that point, I hadn't been banned. There'd been no action taken against me. They just banned my YouTube channel. They then banned my content from their subreddit and have publicly said that this was designed to penalize me financially because they don't see why somebody like myself should make money from their community. They've applied pressure to my employers to fire me by briefly banning all site content and then claiming it was later a mistake. They've said in communications to me privately, I cannot pursue legal action against them, and this will result in the ban being permanent, which it was always going to be. They've contacted my bosses and demand I apologize publicly in order to get the ban lifted. They've applied pressures to my co-workers, guys like Chanman who make content, by banning their content if I appear in it. Even though it's not my content, I don't make any money from it, and it belongs on their channels. They've publicly lied about me brigading my own work. There's never been any evidence to back up these claims. I've never vote manipulated my own work to the top of Reddit. They've lied about me brigading comments, saying I cannot link Reddit comments on my Twitter, despite there being no site rules whatsoever that specifically disallow this. And they've lied about issuing warnings in regards to my content ban. They've never warned me about it. They never warned me in advance. They just did it. They've publicly stated I revealed sources, which is funny. Because they demanded that I would demanded that I reveal sources. I refused to do it, and then they publicly say that I've revealed sources. That was the guy Reagan-Drake, a wonderful chap called Quentin, who has basically been going out of his way to make my life fucking miserable by stating something that could inarguably harm my reputation. This guy's a piece of shit. He also accused Thorin of hate speech publicly. That's a crime, and there's never been any repercussions. They've also allowed witch hunting comments and threads against me, and that's led to like my family, my girlfriend at the time. She was threatened with all manner of nonsense. So I provided proof of this. You can see this is in LOL Mods and Me, a love story. And what was great about this was, and I totally want to thank the moderators over at the Donald, was they themselves have obviously experienced some pretty poor treatment at the hands of Reddit, where Reddit somehow have prioritized wanting to ban them over banning pedophiles, over banning all manner of unsavory stuff that exists on the website. And they actually took that article and made it a sticky thread in the Donald. And obviously we all know the Donald gets crazy traffic. It's right up there, I think a top five traffic subreddit. So mad thanks to them for doing that. I really appreciate it. And certainly the idea that these guys are awful human beings is just completely ridiculous. It's not true. The moderators are some of the most responsible and decent moderators I've encountered. Put it that way. They've actually gone out of their way to stop harassment rather than engaging in it themselves. That's the key difference. Reddit want to ban them. I don't know why. But anyway, so this blew up. It got about 8,000 views just on minds.com. It was retweeted a bunch of times. It was spread. There was a lot of discussion going on about it. And even some publications approached me and said they'd like to write an article about my experiences. And hopefully that's going to happen. And we're going to keep the ball rolling with this. Because as I said, in 2017, the gloves are coming off. The gloves are coming off. These people have absolutely, inarguably gone out of their way to ruin my life. I've took it on the chin, and you know what? I just don't give a fuck anymore. I don't see why these people should be protected. So, looking forward to that in the new year. But anyway, so this blew up, and then mysteriously, there was a bunch, the Reddit staff decided to get in touch with these moderators, with these default moderators, these prominent moderators, and give them a bunch of rules. Because the summary of the article is, why are moderators not held up to a higher standard? I think they should be named, because they have more influence over Reddit than Reddit staff do. And Reddit staff are named on the site. I know exactly who the Reddit staff are. I can go to them with my concerns. It's in the interest of transparency. You cannot have transparency and accountability and anonymity. It's just not possible. It cannot be done. Would you accept rulings from an anonymous politician that you elected with just a username? You don't know anything about this guy. Hey, my name's Reagan Drake. I'm running for office. Appoint me. What's your name? Can't have it. Can't have my name. And these people obviously, do have huge influence. Reddit's one of the biggest websites on the internet. They call it the front page of the internet. I don't understand why these people demand that they don't have accountability. So we all saw that, Spez was in there and he was like high-fiving all of his loser default moderator friends. Like, ha ha ha, yes, I edited comments, which is potentially illegal, I've completely betrayed the trust of my users and created a bunch of privacy issues and also created a loophole now should anyone have any legal action be taken against them, because they can just turn around and say, oh, well, I didn't, that was my comment, it must have been edited by a Reddit admin. So great job, Spez. But anyway, so there's this private subreddit that obviously plebs like me and you aren't allowed in, and it's called Community Dialogue. Community Dialogue. And what they do there is they have discussions about the future of Reddit, and they talk with the moderators about how to make the community better. And I'll just show you a screenshot of it here, just so you can see that I'm not making this up. It does exist. I'm not a lunatic. There it is. So you can see here's what's really, really going on. Blah blah blah. So anyway, so they have this subreddit, and what it's designed to do is moderators come in, they ask moderators question, and then they take that feedback and make the site better based on what the moderators want. This is just another example of how cuckolded Reddit staff are and how they're beholden to these volunteer moderators. They have these what do you want to call them, meetings, these little committees, where they're just designed to get feedback, and so they can make Reddit exactly what they want. They want to make it what the moderators want it to be, not what you and I want it to be. But incredibly, against all the odds, they have now decided moderators must have guidelines. Moderators must adhere to a set of rules. Finally, not modicates, those were guidelines. These are rules. You must obey these rules. And I'll be honest, a bunch of them give Reddit disproportionate power, if you like. They give Reddit the power to basically close subreddits and do all manner of shit, and that's not good. But the fact that these moderator assholes are finally going to be held accountable, I like it. And why wouldn't I, given the experiences I've had? So let's have a look at this. Moderator guidelines for healthy communities. We've developed a few ground rules to help keep Reddit consistent, growing, and fun for all involved. On a day-to-day basis, what does this mean? There won't be much difference for most of you. These are the norms you already govern your communities by. It absolutely isn't. The moderators are out of fucking control on your website. First rule, engage in good faith. Healthy communities are those where participants engage in good faith and with an assumption of good faith for their co-collaborators. It's not appropriate to tell your users to go kill themselves. Seriously, this has happened. Yes, we remember people like Mano Slimmins, another person that really needs to be removed from moderator and actually banned from the site. When the Donald had all those incidents, that was the person that was pushing for the Donald to be banned, along with several others, and yet was happily engaging, telling users to shoot themselves and all manner of other nonsense. Literally should be just removed and banned. Any other user would be. But, you know, default mod, we gotta tolerate it, so... Or you must not otherwise attack your own users. These communities are active in relation to their size and purpose, and where they are not, they are open to ideas and leadership that may make them more active. Management of your own community. Moderators are important to the Reddit ecosystem. In order to have some consistency, there must be community descriptions. Please describe what your community is so that all users can find what they are looking for. Clear, concise, and consistent guidelines. Healthy communities have agreed upon clear, concise, and consistent guidelines for participation. These guidelines are flexible enough to allow for some deviation and are updated when needed. Secret guidelines aren't fair to your users. Transparency is important to the platform. So secret guidelines. So let's say, for example, in the League of Legends subreddit, you can't submit my work. It's banned. And if you keep submitting it, it will get you banned. They do not post banned users on the basis they do not want to shame them, but they had a pinned post with lies in it about me designed to shame me. Their excuse is incorrect. They need to change this. You need to know who you can and can't submit to their subreddit. So they should name all of the banned YouTubers, all of the banned journalists, all of the banned content creators, and I imagine you will see a depressingly extensive list. Make sure you go and pressure them about this. Stable and active teams of moderators. Healthy communities have moderators who are around to answer questions of their community and engage with the admins. We know you are unpaid volunteers, we're just asking for reasonableness here. So again, you will see lots of moderators who go, oh, we're just too busy, can't answer these things, time zones all fucked up. Or you get a situation in League of Legends where you've created an entire separate subreddit to get around answering questions. That is now looking like it's going to be against these rules and would be grounds for admin intervention. Now, whether or not they'll do this for League of Legends, a big sub, who knows? But things are getting serious. They now need to start acting like a professional website. And this is the first indication that maybe, just maybe, they're going to start holding moderators accountable. Association to a brand. We love that so many of you want to talk about brands and provide a forum for discussion. Remember to always flag your community as unofficial and be clear in your community description that you don't actually represent that brand. Now, this ties in with Reddit's corporatism and the fact that they are going after big brands. And even they've, as I know from my sources, they are offering subreddits as a service now to certain companies, games developers. Hey, we'll give you a subreddit, we'll get you some moderators, let's do a Reddit package. That's one of the options that they've been exploring. They want to offer total community solutions. So obviously you can't say, hey, we are associated with this brand when you aren't. And they obviously, I imagine some sizable companies have complained about having their image tarnished again by moderators and probably some of the users as well that operate within certain subreddits. Use of email. This is brilliant. You must now provide an email address for us to contact you. While not always needed, certain security tools may require use of an email address so that we can contact you and verify who you are as a moderator of your community. This is it now. This is the first step. Accountability. You aren't anonymous. You aren't just a username. I want an email. I want to know who you are. Right? And this is an essential move for Reddit, because some of these moderators come into the community and you don't know who they are. They're just a fucking username. And they behave ridiculously. And I've seen moderators dox people. I've seen all of the shit that happened to me. And these moderators just get to leave. They just get to skate and just go back into the fucking swamp that they came from without any accountability. They can apply for jobs. All the defamation and shit that gets thrown at me, I have to sit down in interviews. Well, it says here that you were threatened to do this. Well, yeah, I didn't. That's just a lie, though, isn't it? You know. And who do you trust? Do you trust the journalist who puts his name on things with all his credibility? Or do you trust an anonymous fucking troll who just happens to be a moderator of a community? So this is great. It shows that Reddit will know who you are. They will be compelled, should you do anything illegal or anything that results in a defamation lawsuit, they will be compelled to hand over your details, and they will be to hand. It won't be an IP, it won't be a slog to find you. You must give over your information to Reddit. Brilliant. Healthy and appropriate discussion. Healthy communities allow for healthy and appropriate discussion and appeal of moderator actions. Appeals to your actions should be taken seriously. Moderator responses to appeals by their users should be consistent, germane to the issue raised, and work through education, not punishment. So, all of those moderators that when you appeal and say, look, why am I banned? And they go, because we say so, and act like idiots, and then just mute you. That's not going to happen now. They can't ignore appeals. They must take appeals seriously. They have to listen to what you have to say. And if you can prove that they don't, admins may well take action. Again, a step in the right direction for wrestling Reddit back from the tyranny of these volunteer plebs that have driven this site into the ground. Remember the content policy. You are obligated to comply with our content policy. Now, that's interestingly vague, but... you know, let's get into what the content policy is. I've got that here. Let me just get that. So the content policy. Now this is essential to the discussion because it tells you exactly what you can and can't do, what you need to do with the content in regards to content that's on the site. And it says right at the top, Reddit is a platform for communities to discuss, connect, and share in an open environment, home to some of the most authentic content anywhere online. The nature of this content might be funny, serious, offensive, or anywhere in between. While participating, it's important to keep in mind this value above all others. Show enough respect to others so that we all may continue to enjoy Reddit for what it is. And it tells you what unwelcome content is. It tells you what prohibited behavior is. It tells you that not suitable for work must have a not suitable for work tag. And it tells you that there are several ways of enforcing the rules. And it says, for moderation within communities, individual communities on Reddit may have their own rules in addition to ours and their own moderators to enforce them. Reddit provides tools to aid moderators, but does not prescribe their usage. So that's the content policy there. Now, management of multiple communities. We all know that power moderators are a fucking problem, right? We know power moderators are the issue with this site. That if moderators could only moderate one board, again, the site would be much improved, because a moderator might ban you in one subreddit and then it turns out he's a fucking loser and moderates 600 others or something insane, and he bans you from all of them. And probably he's in his time, because he's a basement-dwelling script kiddie, probably makes a script that allows him to do that at a touch of a button. I've certainly heard about these things. And that's ridiculous. So it says, management of multiple communities. We know management of multiple communities can be difficult, but we expect you to manage communities as isolated communities and not use a breach of one set of community rules to ban a user from another community. Now, if you go to subreddits dedicated to bans and things like that, like subreddit cancer, this is one of the major complaints. Like, you get into an argument with a moderator in one subreddit, call them an idiot, and you're just banned from all of the subs that they moderate. This will no longer stand, according to Reddit. This will no longer stand, and it's a great move, and it should be enforced. And it says, in addition, camping or sitting on communities for long periods of time for the sake of holding onto them is prohibited. So again, all these sad loser power moderators that, like, they see a popular new TV show that's going to come up or a popular ideology they think is going to get more popular. They squat on the subreddit and refuse to give it to people that want to be active in that community because they think maybe one day they might be able to do something with it. Or they actually just want to prohibit somebody else having access to that subreddit. So it might be a political ideology they don't agree with. You know, it could be capitalism, you know, Reddit/capitalism. Let's say that wasn't already taken. You could sit on there and be like, well, I'm not going to have any capitalists on this website because I'm a communist cunt. And that's it, right? And you sit on it and never let them have it. So they have to come up with another name and it might not be as catchy. And people might not be able to find it and it might inhibit its growth. That's what they do. That's how these absolute losers operate. And it says here, finally, respect the platform. Reddit may, at its discretion, intervene to take control of a community when it believes it's in the best interest of the community or the website. This should happen rarely. For example, a top moderator abandoning a thriving community. But when it does, our goal is to keep the platform alive and vibrant, as well as to ensure your community can reach people interested in that community. Finally, when the admins contact you, we ask that you respond within a reasonable amount of time. Okay, so now they're reserving the right. If they don't like the way a subreddit is being moderated, they reserve the right to jump in and wrestle it away from you. Good. You know, of course, they'll use that rule as the excuse to take the Donald away. But I would urge all of the trolls, you know, you nasty, horrible trolls that you are, I would urge all of the Donald people, go find another platform, deliver traffic to that, make them rich. Contact every sponsor. Because you'll be surprised how many corporations are, you know, not like these ridiculous, hi, we're Kellogg's, we use child slavery, but we won't advertise on Breitbart. Great stuff. You'd be amazed, though, how many corporations are red-pilled as fuck and wouldn't want to advertise on Reddit. So definitely get in touch with them when they take your community away. And then stick around, and every time a Reddit moderator gets above their station, complain. Complain in your droves. Complain in masses. Force Reddit to take action and take their toys away from them. Because I guarantee you, without their little communities and their little daily power trip, they have nothing. They will never achieve anything in real life. None of them. Because if you were out there achieving something, why would you be volunteering all your spare time to something that makes you no money, doesn't progress you, and you do it behind an alias? Pathetic. So definitely stick around and do that. Now, so all of those rules are in place. I love them. I think that's great. I can't wait to see some of these moderators actually next time they like, Spurs, do what I say and we have to have a meeting. You know what, mate? Fuck off. I'm taking your community away. I can't wait for that because I'm sure it's going to happen at some point. There's no coincidence that all of this has happened and these Reddit rules are in place now. So how have the moderators reacted to this? How have they reacted? Do you think they've reacted reasonably? Do you think they've gone, oh, that's fair play, actually. We have a lot of power on the site. With power comes responsibility, and we should be held accountable. Do you think they said that? Do you think they were, like, you know, fucking self-aware for just 2 minutes out of their shit lives? Nope, they weren't. They weren't self-aware whatsoever. I'm going to show you just one example of the comment, and of the comments that were in that thread. And you'll remember, I did tell you, that when the blackout happened, remember how the blackout was meant to be solidarity for an employee? Remember, it was like, oh, Victoria got fired and Victoria was great, so we're showing solidarity by closing Reddit and hopefully she gets a job back. And then it quickly became, oh, actually, we just want more power to censor people, and they got it. Well, look at moral midgetry. Oh, new rules for moderators? I totally thought you said you were working on new tools for moderators. Oh, what a hilarious mix-up. And of course, Achievement Unlocked, the guy who made this thread, said couldn't help it, forced the guild out of sheer respect for the total game involved in this post. But again, it just shows how fucking embarrassingly You know, they lack self-awareness. Like, oh, we want more tools. You've got all the tools you need to moderate. Shut the fuck up. What you mean is you want to be able to fucking dox people, troll people, get in touch with people's employees. You want people to have their emails associated with it. You want all of this shit just so you can ban people and have your little fucking virtual safe spaces. When, let's say, for example, if you're a news subreddit, all that matters is the news and discussion about that news. But you go in there, well, he said that Islam is a particularly violent ideology. We must delete and ban that. And, oh, well, this news stories might trigger people to have some discussion about, you know, the role of police in America. So we must ban and delete this thread. And, oh, I don't want to moderate some of these comments. There's a lot in there that never is. We'll just lock the thread, make it go away. You've got all the tools you need, right? You're doing a great job of censoring opinion on the website as is. You can't be trusted with any more, you fucking degenerates. It's that simple, right? So, you know, this is what they do. Now I'm going to read you a comment. I can't show it to you, but you can trust me that it exists. Because just in case, I think the person that sent me this, because I've had this from a couple of people now. I think the person who sent me this might have left some identifying thing in it, and I don't want them to get compromised. I like getting leaks like this. So anyway, there was a chap called Honest Bleeps. And Honest Bleeps gave this absolute ridiculous lengthy reply. And I'm going to read it to you. But I think it's important to show just how ridiculous these moderators are. They think Reddit owes them everything. They think Reddit owes them the right to behave how they want, and they don't want any accountability whatsoever for how they behave. So Honest Bleeps says here, "Hi, I'm the guy who originally created RES." That's the Reddit enhancement suite. "As a result, I've gained some level of Reddit notoriety, nothing like Galoboob or half the mods in here are well known, but still. And as a result of that, I've been the recipient of lots of complaints about Reddit, about the Reddit admins, etc. And I defended the admins constantly the whole time, empathizing with the difficult job of running a site this big. I've also spent a huge chunk of my time slash life on this site working to improve it, a lot of which involved denying users feature requests because it wouldn't be good for communities overall. Things like, I want to hide the sidebar, which were asked like every other day, but that'd hide mods' only way of outlining their rules, at least to non-mobile users. We've purposely avoided improving RES in certain ways so as not to step on the toes of Reddit Gold." So again, that's like a weird fucking, almost like a, yeah, well, imagine what I could do. Imagine. Yeah, it's always a veiled threat with these fucking losers. "So I'm prefacing all of this with, I've had your backs for a long time because holy shit, I'm disappointed. Disappointed at this post of reasonable rules I've just read to you. For what it's worth, I pretty much agree with most all of the guidelines you've written up for moderators. But why the hell, after we've waited all this time, is a list of guidelines for moderators what we're given in exchange for all the thoughtful dialogue about what is hard about moderating communities? I'm fairly certain barely anyone here expected that after waiting all this time, that we'd get moderator guidelines. Now look, again, it's ridiculous. What do you want? It's hard moderating communities? Quit. It's not hard. You make it hard by inventing a bunch of rules for yourself. It's real easy. Does this belong in the subreddit? Yes, no. If no, delete. And by that, I literally mean to the express intent of the subreddit. Is it a post about soccer? Is the subreddit about soccer? If the answer to those questions are yes, do not touch it. Oh no, but look, it's about a soccer player with one leg and this might lead people to post that, you know, he's disabled and we don't use that term anymore. Right, you've immediately overthought it. You have now fucked the express purpose of the subreddit. It's not your job to fucking try and predict what a reaction's going to be. You're making your job hard by being stupid. That's a fact. So, if it's not clear to you why, here's a screenshot of what this subreddit looks like from the first post, besides the stickies, and that's the one I showed you a moment ago. Read the topics from the bottom up, but I'll also summarize them. And you can see here, the first post was September 21st, nearly 3 months ago. If I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll bring this up while I read over this, because this is his post, so it definitely doesn't reveal anything. Right, there we go. And we'll just move that into the center as well. Look at this production value. Okay. So back to the reading. The first post was September 21st, nearly 3 months ago, and the title is, "What can we do to help you maintain your communities?" You've set the expectation that this subreddit is about the admins helping moderators do a better job, because that's what the first post and subsequent post covers. You've then asked us what are frustrating about enforcing the rules, implying that maybe you'll help us suss that out and eliminate some of those problems. Next are a number of thoughtful questions with no real specific goal in mind, but they're thoughtful. What makes good bad mods? What makes good bad communities? What do people not understand about mod roles, admin roles, etc.? Okay, some interesting stuff could come out of this, even if it's not super clear if there's a specific goal. A lot of thoughtful conversation can be had here. By this time, it has been a few weeks since the sub was opened up, and still no real info from the admins, just still asking questions. But that's okay, they're working on stuff, no worries, we're enjoying the pontificating and philosophizing and navel-gazing going on in the threads. Next up is a question about subreddit discovery promoting the community, back to ideas that might lead to helping mods foster a better community. That's good. Guidelines on banning users and ban evasion are the last actual things we're asked to talk about. They're interesting conversations, and maybe they'll lead to rules or guidelines about how to apply bans, which might be useful, but doesn't really seem to relate back to the other questions so much. Then we just stopped hearing from the admins. Oh, and by the way, the summary stopped being posted after the third post. So the story arc here goes, what's hard about your job, and how might it theoretically be made better, to a sort of brainstorming roundtable on good bad community behaviours, to a couple of quick questions about banning. Then the admins just vanish for a while, too long, and Spez does disappointing Spez things in the midst of all that, only making things worse. After a huge wait, pile of silence, there's finally a post, and we therefore expect it to be climactic. Here is our action plan. Instead, it's, we've got some ideas on how you should all be better. Not, we've got some ideas on how we can provide you the means to do a better job. Did anyone actually outline a strategic plan for this community initiative? Did anyone actually write down goals? I fully believe you all had good intentions here, and I know, for example, that Red Taboo, who has posted a majority of topics here, is a super intelligent and awesome person. Of course they are, right? I mean, all Reddit staff must be. And I'm sure each other person involved in this process is as well. So please accept my candid criticism not as an insult, but as an attempt to help Reddit improve, and dismiss any cantankerous wording I may choose as frustration and lack of sleep. And of course, they always do this as well. Please, 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 I want to be able to say you did a shit job and you're assholes, but don't hold me accountable for that. Please don't take my little subreddits away. To the reader, this subreddit started off on the foot as we are finally doing something to help moderators moderate better. Let's ask questions to suss out the pain points and then figure out what we need to do to fix it. And you set everyone's expectations that this was the time that Reddit would finally do something and really shape some solid mod tools and or guideline policies for the moderators, not about the moderators. If that wasn't what this subreddit was supposed to be, you set your expectations very poorly. To whoever it was at Reddit that gives permission for employees to spend time on something, if you are unable to truly focus effort and resources on something, please do not waste yours and our time. Efforts like this require strategic planning, dedicated resources to ensure that they're actually executed in a timely manner, and a set of concrete goals ahead of time. It doesn't seem as if any of that was really done in the background here. I get the impression that a well-meaning person, or a few, said to someone, hey, we should really take some time to talk with the community and get feedback and really make things better. And someone high enough up went, yeah, that sounds cool, do it. Did anyone say, hey, sounds good, what are the goals? What will it mean for us in terms of dedicating some time, resources to coming up with the right questions? What will it mean for us in terms of communicating clear expectations and goals? How much horsepower bandwidth will we need to implement these solutions the community comes up with? And are we dedicated to doing that, or do we need most of our programmers entirely focused on A/B testing and other market initiatives? You're getting a negative response in this thread because you failed to set expectations properly. You also screwed your own employees by having them come back to something that they were pulled away from for so long, it's like they lost track. I don't blame the original poster here, I blame the process, or lack thereof, at Reddit. If you went back and read all of the posts in this sub and thought to yourself, what would a community I don't even know why I'm reading all of this. It's just the same shit. This guy is a fucking absolute loser. Like, how much are you posting here? Anyway. Just says here, these sorts of initiatives require coordinated effort, forethought and planning by someone who has experience with it. Reddit is too old of a company to be learning as it goes. So, look, I'll put that in a nutshell, since he couldn't. And that is basically how fucking dare you, isn't it? I mean, they're saying, how dare you? We wanted tools. We wanted validation. We wanted to feel important. You came back with a reminder we don't own this site and we must conform to some basic behavioural standards, very loose though they are, and fuck you. And I'll tell you, from talking to some of these guys, and I know some of these guys, they are, even the reasonable ones, are outraged. They buy into this shit. You know, the people who sent me that are like, can you bloody believe this? I'm like, well, yeah, actually, it seems reasonable to me. Nah, but look at this. Yep, still reasonable, mate. Still seems reasonable. You are using their site, aren't you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying you behave like that, but if moderators do, nah, but look what they're doing. We need this. I'm out, mate. Sorry. So that's what's going on. I mean, you know, I don't think these leaks have been made public yet. I certainly haven't seen them in any of the subreddits that usually leak these kind of things. But the bottom line is, guys, while I think Reddit is an absolute sewer, I think it's an absolute shithole. I do have to say that at least finally, Reddit staff are starting to address the idea that they've got to start wrestling power back from the moderators. And I like that, because these moderators, as I said, they are what's ruining Reddit. That's the reality. Now, here's some good news as well, just to end the video on. You remember I did another video about Reddit saying, why do you want to ban the Donald over pedophiles using your site? Well, finally, as a result of the reporting by Matthew Hopkins on his website, by the fact that this blew up, look what we can do. We can go here, we can put this in, and there you have it. You can see it's been banned. It's finally been banned. They took it down. Obviously, that's going to happen to the Donald one day, but finally, they've done something about pedophiles on the site. I mean, you know, certainly conservative thinkers, a bit more important. People who self-identify as alt-right, even though they don't really understand that that's a trick, a trap to fuck you over. We're going to ban all of those people. We will get around to banning the Donald. But for now, we've done it. We've actually took down a pedophile subreddit on Reddit after having to beat our chests and complain about it. Fucking liberals, right? Anyway, there you have it. So enjoy those leaks. Enjoy what's coming. I personally am strapped in and looking forward to the delicious Reddit staff versus Reddit moderator civil war. I can't wait to watch that website finally really tear itself apart, because it's been a long time coming. Thanks for watching this video. I will see you on the next one.